Rome holds a special reverence for the afterlife, with thousands of statues dedicated to the dead, so they sometimes don't always focus on the living. And when they're not, things can affect the living. Things that will bring a shiver down your spine. I'm Rishi Sheth, and this is Legend. The most famous ghosts of Rome certainly belong to Beatrice Cenci, a beautiful young girl who lived toward the end of the 16th century, belonging to one of the oldest noble Roman families. Accused, along with all her family, of murdering her vicious father, she was beheaded in 1599 in the square of Castel Sant'Angelo. It is said that she can be seen every year between the 10th and the 11th of September, having a night stroll on the castle's bridge, holding her head under her arm. In more modern times, the ghost of John Keats, a famous English poet and writer, can be seen wandering around the rooms of his former apartment located in Piazza di Spagna, the Spanish Steps, while the Murto Torto, two Carbonari, the 19th century Italian revolutionaries that were arrested by the police and beheaded, they can be seen walking in the Murto Torto, holding their heads under their arm. It is said that they give out lottery numbers to people who are not scared of that gruesome sight. Emperor Nero is also believed to promenade the area since his shrine is believed to be nearby. Then we have Messalina, the wife of Emperor Claudius, who still gets her kicks scaring people to death around the Piazza Navona area. Besides all the ghosts the Colosseum holds, gladiators, slaves, animals, and even the ghost of Julius Caesar was seen crossing the arena in a white halo. Emperor Titus's lover, Berenice, who is accused of witchcraft and executed, appears at Portico di Ottavia, scaring the wits out of passersby. Another famous Roman female ghost belongs to Lady Olympia Maddia Lucini Pamphili, who became Pope Innocent X's counselor. Hated by the Roman population, she can still be seen riding at tremendous speed on Ponte Sisto, heading towards the Traversevere in a black carriage, cursing the Romans for her hate towards her. A funny character is the ghost of a friar, best known as the Friar of Montecchio. He slaps everyone he meets in the hallways. Montecchio is the Italian government deputy's chamber. Another noble ghost is King Umberto I di Savoia, murdered in the city of Monza in 1900. He enjoys night strolls around the Pantheon. He once spoke to a cabinier standing guard at the premises. Another mysterious note, the villa is now heavily guarded by a private police unit, which protects some mysterious VIPs living in the northern part of the building. Another woman is the third most famous ghost in Rome. Her name was Costanza di Cupis, a noble woman who lived in the 17th century. She had gorgeous hands, white and perfectly shaped, so perfect that they were famous all around Rome. Unfortunately, a clairvoyant had predicted that she would have one of her beautiful hands cut off. Lady Costanza got so scared that she locked herself in her palace. Unfortunately, she pricked off her finger with a needle while sewing and got her hand infected. Her hand had to be amputated, but this wasn't enough to prevent her death. For those who walk in Via dell'Anima, close to Piazza Navona, you might see, looking up toward one of her palace windows, the shape of a beautiful white hand. This list could fill up another 10 or more pages. One last tale, that of a man who wanted to be a ghost. In the Monte Verde Vecchio area, Via dei Quattro Venti, the ghost of a Marquis Luca de Marchetti, who at the end of the 1700s took his life during a seance by jumping off a window yelling, "I'll be back." Now his ghost wanders around the building wearing a tuxedo, suddenly leaping out of the window, making a loud thud on the pavement below. Many people complain about the noise and make night calls to the local police station. Not only the poor Marquis is condemned to repeat his death, but he also might get sued by his present neighbors. As you can see, Rome, like other major European cities, has its share of ghostly nightlife. There are, if you're interested, organized night walking tours of Rome. And while you're at it, you might see some ghosts. Portico of Octavia, also known as the Jewish Ghetto, is the ruins of an ancient structure that once enclosed temples and a library. The site is a beautiful one, with many structures that can be explored with a raised platform. There is some scandalous and ghostly history associated with this site, making it an interest to paranormal enthusiasts. During the time of the first century, a beautiful woman, known as Julia Berenice, captured the attention of the Emperor Titus. Lovestruck, the Emperor married the woman, but her scandalous past was frowned upon by the Roman people. After all, she had already married her uncle and had been overly romantic with her brother. Julia became exiled from Rome and was forced from the city. She never returned to Rome, at least while she was alive. Since her death, many have reported to cite the apparition of Julia Berenice's ghost hanging around the Portico of Octavia. The Portico of Octavia is a short and walk from the main sightseeing places in Rome. It can be viewed from a series of platforms and is a small yet pleasant ruin. The Museum of Purgatory is the smallest location featured in this episode, though one of the creepiest. It exists in the dark reaches of the grand old Chiesa del Sacro Cuore del Suffragio. The museum holds multiple items that are believed to have been marked by souls trapped in purgatory. Some of those on display show what appears to be handprints burned into pieces of clothing, Bibles, or other everyday items, claimed to have been touched by those who had passed over. One photo within the museum even shows a tormented, though demonic-looking face, which was burned into the walls of a church, which had caught a light. And as I said earlier, back then, what Rome needed to do to fix their problems is focus on the light. That wraps it up for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and as always, thanks for listening.